News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. We told you yesterday about the big merger between We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service, and your question is, what does it mean to me? WPS spokesperson Lisa Prunty says the merger will make for a stronger company, and she says this will not have an impact on rates.
You know, the positive is that we will have more service people that if we do have large outages that we can, we'll, our forces already combine so we can move crews faster. I definitely can see that. But really, we will remain in the community. We are strong in the community, and so is Wisconsin Electric.
Customers and employees are being told it's business as usual until next summer. That is the earliest that regulators would approve the deal. The boards of directors of both companies have already said yes. While Governor Walker has largely kept quiet about the John Doe investigation, he's been a vocal critic since last week when emails were made public. Those include a filing from prosecutors which alleged Walker was behind a criminal scheme. Governor Walker says that's not true. He says prosecutors are trying to win in the court of public opinion, but they could not win in a court of law.
Once they dished it out to the public, we weren't going to just sit back and not respond to it.
Walker notes that judges in state and federal court have rejected claims made in those documents. IRS Commissioner John Cassinan maintains his agency has not obstructed investigators into the IRS targeting of conservative groups. The commissioner appeared in front of the House Oversight Committee last night. Lawmakers continue to ask him about missing emails from IRS official Lois Lerner. A former wide receiver from Mosinee and the Green Bay Packers narrowly escaped death on Friday. Cole Heckendorf was staying at his brother-in-law's house in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. A small plane crashed into that home. The two people on board the plane were killed instantly. The crash is still under investigation. Heckendorf and his new wife were able to escape. He jumped out of a window and escaped a fireball that had developed inside the home. Heckendorf played his high school football at Mosinee. He went to college at North Dakota State. He'd signed with the Packers as an undrafted free agent back in 2009, but failed to make the team. The man accused of killing his stepfather with a baseball bat is going to remain in jail, at least for the time being, while he's awaiting trial. Let's get more on the story from WSAU's Raymond Newport.
Defense attorneys for 32-year-old Andrew Prey asked Portage County Judge Thomas Egan to lower his bond from $250,000 to $50,000. That request was denied. Prey is accused of striking 77-year-old Christopher Bonstetter with a baseball bat as he lay resting on the living room floor May 26th. Bonstetter was removed from life support and died on June 3rd. Prey will be back in court for a preliminary hearing June 30th at 1:30 p.m. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
Two people are in the hospital after a head-on crash near Tomahawk yesterday. Investigators say they are looking for a third driver. This accident happened around 3:30 on Lincoln County Highway A north of U. There were three vehicles involved. Deputies say two were northbound, one were southbound, and a witness says that northbound vehicle swerved onto the shoulder, perhaps to avoid colliding with the southbound vehicle. Investigators are asking that driver to contact the sheriff's department to assist with their investigation. Both of the other drivers were alone in their vehicles. One had to be extracted, and both were airlifted to St. Joseph's Hospital. Investigators say alcohol was a likely factor in the crash. Green Heck Fan is remodeling one facility, and they'll build a new one for research and development. Sales and marketing director Tim Gilmore says the first project involves their existing customer education center. Tim Kilgore says this will be renamed the Bernard A. Green Heck Education Center once it's completed. Construction is going to begin later this year.
Well, one is a remodeling and retrofitting of our customer education center that we opened in the mid-90s. And that receives several thousand visitors a year from around the world. And we're going through and enhancing the look and feel, the technology, the education experience for our customers.
The other project, the Robert C. Greenheck Innovation Center, will be a new facility at 69,000 square feet. WSAU News Time, 5:05. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for Central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Partly cloudy in the morning today, then turning mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms during the afternoon. A high of 78, northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few spotty showers, low down to 57. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with a chance of light showers, a high of 73. On Thursday, partly cloudy, a widely scattered shower or storm possible during the afternoon and a high of 75. I'm Newsline Eye meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Now, if you'd like weather alerts or the latest severe weather watches and warnings right to your cell phone or portable device, text the word SEVERE to 39327. That's a service of WSAU and WSAU.com, brought to you by King's Campers. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.